还是你啊？你替谁啊？好，我们请他同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。啊，奉主是圣名。那我们做一个最后的总结，然后呢，看有没有问题再来，还是先问问题。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin. So we will make a conclusion to the topic, and then go into questions. Or if we have any questions first.
有没有问题？
Are there any questions?
哦，感谢主，没问题。来，我们继续。
So thank God, there are no questions. So let's continue.
我自己有问题，我自己怕人家问问题，我自己有问题。
I have questions too, but I'm afraid that other people ask questions.
有一些问题我不能，我不是我不问了，我以后回天国再问我阿爸好了。
And there are some questions that I won't ask now. I'll just wait until we return to heaven, and then I'll ask my Abba Father.
阿爸怎么让我这么舒服，这么好？
And ask my Abba why he allowed me to live such a comfortable life.
感谢主就是了。
But we just thank God.
好，那第十节哦。
So verse 10.
这是一个安排。
This is an arrangement, a dispensation.
救赎的安排。
The arrangement of salvation.
救赎既然有安排的，就有时空哦。
Since salvation is arranged, there is time and space.
在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有都在基督里面的同归于一。
That of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
好，又在基督，这是最后的大融合啊，大圆融。
And we see that this is the end where everything comes together and is still in Christ.
那我们再看，所以这个神的这个计划有够大。
So the plan of God is very great.
人间有比这个更大吗？
Is there anything in this world that is greater than this?
每个总统出来一定是有一个计划的，对不对？
Every president,
行政的，
they begin, they will have their own administrative plan.
顶多五年六年嘛。
Maybe a 5-6 year plan.
八年，有人做到30年、50年的美国的计划吗？
Has there any presidents who actually make a 20 or 30 year plan? They won't.
有没有一个人做美国开国跟那个最后的王国的计划？
Will anyone make a plan for when the United States as a country was founded and when the country will end?
绝对不可能。
It is impossible for them to make such
plans. 神做好了。
But God made it.
怎么做？
How did he make this plan?
从创立世界以前，
from before the foundation of the world,
已经选定了。
He has already chosen us.
经过了创造。
And through the creation of the world,
然后呢，开始执行了。
And he starts executing the plan.
你在创立世界以前被选的哈。
Before the creation of the world, you were chosen.
在历史上面就。进入到历史时空就落实了。
And then when you enter into time, the history of time, then it takes place and is fulfilled.
从地开始，然后这就是神的家。
And this is the house of God.
你看，他是我这样子是说，有的人进来，有的人离开哈。
And I'm trying to show that some people enter and some people leave.
你看，我第一次来这里是1982年。
The first time I came to Elizabeth Church is 1985.
我来这里住一个晚上。
I came here and stayed a night.
1982.
In 1985.
85. 82.
1982.
Two.
In the year 1982 when I first came.
你生了吗？
还没。
还没生。所以我比你早来。
So I came before the interpreter was born.
那个时候已经有那个，我还在那边。
And the parish hall already existed, so I was still there.
没有，我没有进来这里了。
I didn't come into the chapel.
因为我是从西部，然后要到这里，然后回德国。
Because
在这里换机啊。
I came from the West Coast and I came here to change planes and then return to Germany.
那个时候人跟现在人，你可以做一个对照一下，看有多少人还在。
And if you do a comparison between the members then and members now, you can see who is still here.
中午还在讲啊，我每次来这个教会一定一定记住要，现在没有这个规矩了，要穿西装。然后你们还记得吗？上台若安息日早晨第一次的祷告要悟性，我都准备好。你可以，我不是乱讲，我可以现在马上去拿电脑来打给你看。讲到职业先讲，不祷告职业先准备好嘛？我都以前有这样的规定，现在没有了。不，你们还记得记住不记住？那负责人都是穿西装的。
And during lunch, I was just reminiscing with other members that I still remember long ago there was a tradition in Elizabeth Church that you would always wear suits when delivering sermons, and the morning Sabbath morning sermon you would always begin with a prayer of understanding. So when I came this time, I was prepared. I brought my suit, and I even prepared the prayer of understanding. And back then, even all the council members would wear suits on Sabbath.
一代过一代，教会还是在。
But generation after generation passes, and the church still remains.
这就是教会。
This is the church.
从创立世界以前，其实这就是天上的教会。
From
在基督里拣选了我们，就天上的耶路撒冷。
Before the foundation of the world, Christ has chose us, and this is the church in the heavenly places. This is the heavenly Jerusalem.
对不对？她是我们的母啊。
So, the church is our mother.
这是 Jerusalem above.
This is the Jerusalem, above.
在希伯来书十二章，在加拉太书四章
，mentioned in Hebrews 12 and Galatians 4.
那到世界要末日之前
，and before the world will end.
对，在那个启示录哈
，in Revelation
二十一章第二节
，in chapter 21 verse 2.
这个时候，天上耶路撒冷才从天而降。
It is at this time that the heavenly Jerusalem descends from heaven.
也就是说，神的计划完全的怎么样？这降不是说天上有一个耶路撒冷，然后降下来，我看全那个什么，就压死人了。
This is not talking about the actual city of Jerusalem coming down from heaven. If that is the case, it will probably crush everyone on the earth. It's not what it's talking about.
创立世界以前，在基督里拣选我们的神的计划，一个计划书啊。
But this is talking about the plan that God already made, that He chose us before the foundation of the world.
21 章第一节，天上的耶路撒冷从天而降。
And in Revelation chapter 21, it says the holy city New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
第三节啊。
In verse 3,
你先念一下。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 3, And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
这个时候才完全。
And this is when it is complete.
神的帐幕在人间。
That the tabernacle of God is with men.
教会完全了。
And the church is complete.
这个时候没有人在讲说我教会不完全，教会怎么样？不可能，因为已经是完全了。
And at this time, no one will say the church is incomplete, the church is not perfect, because By this time, it is perfected and complete.
在这之前
before this,
如果有人说教会不完全什么，那表示说主耶稣还不会来。
If someone says the church is incomplete,
还不完全，也是事实啊。
That is the truth. It just means Jesus is not time for Jesus to come yet.
所以现在还没有完全哦。
So the church is not yet complete.
但是我们被救恩、被得救是完全，这是两回事哈。
But for us to be saved, to receive salvation, that is complete. These are two different things.
一代一代过去，他们死都是完全。
Generation after generation,
完全是得救，被救。
When the believers die, what is completed is their salvation.
我当传道不久，但是也是陪伴有一些人过世了。
I haven't been a minister for very long, but I have been with believers who passed away.
有几个信徒说，老师，他们虽然去世，我都很怀念他们。
And there are some believers who passed away, but I still remember them very fondly.
最近一个就是那个在奥地利，你们认识可能不认识 Paul 的岳母。
And more recently is in Austria.
菠菜呀、啊，蔡梅西传道的大儿子的太太的妈妈。你们可能不认识他，一定不认识，除非你去过。
And unless you went there, you probably don't know Brother Paul Tsai's mother-in-law.
当然，这不是说绝对这样子，但是有几个不能说陪伴了、啊，就是他要离世之前，有时候啊，这个讲的，有时候是真的要快要离世的，你就握着他的手，然后慢慢走。有这样啊，有时候是要好了，你会感觉哈，我们组内的人如果这个人要去世哈，在组里哈，他整个人哈会，你会感觉很啊，不会讲，他变了一个人呢。
And what I'm trying to say is that when a person in the Lord, a believer, is going to pass away, and you are with them, you feel that they are going to change to a completely different person.
我的另外一个答案是说，如果你还会抱怨的话，你还死不了。
But my other answer is that if you still complain, that means you will not die because you are still complaining.
或是你一生很坎坷了，真的有人是你也很难过，就是。
Or your life is just full of misery and sorrow.
对，但是要离世之前哦。
But before you pass away.
他几乎。你认为说实在是很不公平的，那你怎么会遇到这样子？那个人应该剁成酱，然后喂狗吃。
Maybe in your mind you're still holding on to a grudge and you feel like things are so unfair. You want the person who wronged you to be cut up into little pieces and fed to dogs.
如果你很，但是到最后那一切都很。
At the end,
给我感觉是他很安详，但是他还火火的，好好的。还会煮饭，还会炒米粉给我们吃啊。
But in the end, you just feel very peaceful and sound. And brother Paul's mother-in-law didn't pass away yet, and I just felt this peace from her, even though she was still walking about and even cooked for us.
因为感是他死的时候，我这些都马后炮哈。那个时候我不知道，说老实是人死了你才讲人家这样。其实那个时候我也不会想说他会死掉。
And of course, I'm just saying this after the fact because I didn't even know that she was going to pass away at that time. But this is just what I felt afterwards.
你想说，哎，这个大嫂怎么现在变，哎，不会抱怨，并且很都是笑笑的，很什么东西都 easy going 了。And, 但在你会感觉她在真的在主耶稣里面，and, 很会祷告，也聚会也很早来，然后也
You just felt that she was really easygoing, and the sister just stopped complaining, and then she would come to service early, and she would pray, and it seems like she really was in the Lord.
那她就生病了。
And then she got sick.
还好的。
And she was still okay before that.
一个姊妹还准备一个菜要给她吃，这怎么这？那个姊妹哭的要死啊！这个给谁吃啊？譬如说你。晓得我生病嘛？你我说啊、哦，你煮个东西来啊，他也说要吃这个，你要煮来了，死了，你这个怎么办？自己吃啊，自己吃又不对，对不对？我就煮给他吃啊，他又死了，要喂啊，不行啊，我的这。
And the sister just got sick and passed away so suddenly. It's like, and there was even a sister who prepared something to give to the sister who was sick.But she just passed away suddenly. It's like if you knew I was sick, so then you go and prepare something to give to me to eat. But when you come over, I'm dead already. Even if you want to force feed me, I passed away.
这个姊妹每次想到这个姊妹，想到她那个鱼汤，她是煮一个鱼汤，每次都哭。这个鱼汤最后那个鱼汤是谁吃掉？我不知道。这个姐妹绝对不是她吃的。
And the sister who prepared, she actually prepared the fish soup.For the sister who was ill and passed away. And every time she sees fish soup, she starts crying. In the end, I don't know who ate the fish soup, but I know it wasn't the sister who passed away.
还有另外几个，真的。
There were a couple other examples.
要是很 你不会感觉，你会感觉他好像跟整个世界，跟整个他已经是就是 redeemed 的。我们有时候会吵架，是你没有 redeem 嘛，你还是搁在那里嘛，是不是化不了 ？redeem 就已经什么样化解，已经准备说啊要回天家。
And there are also other examples where the believers, before they pass away, they just seem completely different, like they are redeemed, and they wouldn't fight with other people. Because if you're still fighting, then that means you're still attached, you're not redeemed.
你准备回天家，你还计较你这个鸡昨天被小偷偷了。
If you're about to go back to your
home, 偷了就偷了，你就走了嘛，对不对？
You wouldn't care that some thief has stolen your chicken because you're going to be going home tomorrow.
是不是
Isn't that right?
回天家了。
You're going home to your heavenly home.
啊，第十一节哈。
And verse 11.
说我们是神的产业。
We are God's inheritance.
我们要在基督里得产业。
So in Christ we will receive, or we will obtain our inheritance.
那我们念一节可以了，《生命记》四章二十节、二十一节。
We'll read Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 20 and 21.Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 20 and 21. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out from the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be his people, an inheritance, as you are this day. 21. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sakes, and swore that I would not cross over the Jordan, and that I would not enter the good land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance.
这里说以色列民是神的产业哦。
This passage says the people of Israel were the Lord's inheritance.
对，四章二十节哈。
对，
你是神的产业。
You are an inheritance.
你是神的财产呐。
You are God's possessions.
那神又把那个迦南地给以色列人当产业，都是一样的。
But God also gave the land of Canaan.As an inheritance to the people of Israel.
那我们属神的人，神是我们的产业。
And for us who belong to God, God is our inheritance.
这是生命记第十章九节、十八章第二节哈。
And this is in also in Deuteronomy chapter 第九节啊。In verse 9.
这是三角关系哈。
So we see that this is the three points in this relationship, three-sided relationship.
神是我们的产业。
God is our inheritance.
神是我们的财产哦。
God is our inheritance.
我们是神的财产。
And we are also God's inheritance.
然后呢，神又把应许地赐给我们当财产。
And God also gives the promised land to us as our inheritance.
都是财产。
So it is all inheritance.
啊，那再回来以弗所书。
If we return to Ephesians.
啊，这个也是预定啊。
This is also predestined.
第十一节来念一下。
Verse 11, In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.
这里一句话是，那为随己意行做万事的，照着他的旨意所预定的。
It says according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will.
神做事有他的旨意的。
When God does things, He does things according to His will.
啊，你问那个是 purpose 吗？
according to a purpose.
神有他的 purpose 的。
He has His own purpose.
我们常常不知道。
A lot of times we don't know.
我们已经是最后才会知道。
We only know.
最后一定会知道。
About His purpose at the very end.
最后是什么？到天国去就知道。
When we return to heaven, then we know.
有时候你死还不知道。
Sometimes even when you are on your deathbed, you do not know.
有些事情。
Some things.
但到最后一定知道，阿爸一定行啊。
But at the very end, you will know, and our Abba Father can do it.
你对阿爸越认识，你在世上，人家说大风大浪，或是人家怎么样，你不会很在意的。
If the more you know your Abba Father,then the less you will mind about all the turmoil and all the storms in life. Because you know your Abba Father knows.
我每次想这一定会想到那个林长老娘哈，这都过去了，讲应该没有问题的。
Whenever I think about this, I think about Elder Lin's wife.
林凤那个生
Elder 林凤生's wife，
他有一个儿子在芝加哥是我老师啊，叫林光行。
He has a son, in brother Terry Lin in Chicago.
啊，这个林张老娘哈。
And Elder Lin's wife.
嗯，我以前在台中啊，他是专门煮饭呐、啊，也可以说他看我们长大的。我那时候还小朋友啊。
When I was in Taichung City in Taiwan, when I grew up there, she would always be cooking for us.
他丧礼的时候，我刚好在台湾、啊。
And when it was her funeral, I just happened to be in Taiwan.
那以前他有一个见证。
And she had a testimony.
他年轻的时候，他在教会里面做很多，当然就是访问啊什么。他是传道的太太嘛。
Because she was the preacher's wife.
林先生是传道嘛。
Because Elder Lin was a preacher, so when she was young, she did a lot of visitations in the church.
那当然教会里面有冲突啊什么，一定会的。老一代，你不要说哇 ，Golden Age 老一辈都不会吵架。你后来我感觉有听到那吵架比我们这一代还人世间的吵架还不会输我们。
And she would mention all the arguments they had during that generation. So don't think that the older generation in the church is a golden age because they also had the same arguments, just maybe even worse than the arguments we have now.
真理就在台湾比较少听了。
But、
少听说真理上面的。
In Taiwan, it's less. It's you don't hear about these arguments on the truth as much.
他做一些事情，人家误会啊，或是怎么样啊，人家就是讲他，就是攻击啊什么。
So Elder Lin's wife did some things, and then other people attacked her.
对，她很难过啊。
And she was very sad.
她跟先生讲不对啊。
And it wouldn't be right for her to just complain to her husband.
常常有时候传道娘如果跟传道说啊什么什么，传道已经说祷告读经。
Because if a preacher's wife, whenever she has any misgivings or grievances, if she just tells her husband, usually the preacher would just say, you just need to pray and read the Bible.
或是说不愿让先生比较难过。
Or maybe she doesn't want her husband to also feel sad.
那你当传道，人家会把你看说你是传道娘。
And when you're the preacher's wife, people will hold you in high regard.
比较了哈。
And usually in comparison.
尾音是上升的。
Because they
不会说传道娘，传道娘。
And sometimes they might even view you higher than the preacher.
怎么办
？So what should you do?
唯一的办法，她去哭给耶稣听。
So the only thing she could do is cry to Lord Jesus.
祷告，祷告，哭啊。
So she kept praying and weeping in her prayers.
有一次她祷告的时候。
And one time when she was praying,
听到一个很庄严的神的声音。
She heard a very solemn voice from God.
但是用台语了哈。
And the voice said to her in Taiwanese.
也就是说，我知道就足数就够了。你说。我知道就够了。
And the voice told her that as long as I know, it's enough.
神跟她说，我知道，
够
了，够了。
God told her that I know, and that is enough.
要有这种信心。
So we have to have this faith.
神是直接跟她讲。
And God told her directly.
从那个时候起，她不再抱怨。
And from then on, she never complained about anything else.
受伤也不会很重。
Even if she was hurt, it wouldn't be serious for her.
人家伤一定会伤啦，大伤小伤而已啦。
And of course, if people try to hurt her, of course she'll get hurt, but it's not serious.
但是你一听到阿爸跟你讲，我知道就够了，你还不够啊？那你不够，再跟阿爸吵。
If you hear your Abba Father tell you, I know, and it is enough, and you feel that it is not enough, then you would go back to your Abba Father.
真的。
And this is true.
这是我自己的经验。
This is what I experienced as well.
我讲的时候有一个姊妹，她说，对啊，就是这样子，她也跟阿爸吵。
And I mentioned this once, and a sister says, that's right, I would also go back to my Abba Father.
如果你知道她的经历，说老实欺负他那个人，说实在的，如果我是判官，古代的哈，我会把他抓来剁成块，然后喂给狗吃。这种人 说实在，用人间来讲，是有够没有良心，又可恶啊。
If you heard what the sister had to go through, and I heard about it, if I was
an
olden day judge, I would capture that person and cut him into pieces and feed him to dogs, because what he did to this, or what the person did to his sister was just so bad.
他说外面人家都说他们是魔幻家庭。
And everyone else,
没有人会知道会有这种事情。真的，人家说，哇，你们家魔幻家庭哦。
Other people often say, "You are the model family. There's no problems in your family."
会招待，会做圣工啊，大家哦，看起来全家和睦。
You know how to receive people. You know how to do holy work. It seems like your whole family is in harmony.
遇到这样事了。
But when they face this difficulty,
去跟谁讲？
Who can you tell this to?
他说：“趁人不在，他有时候撞墙啊，但是那个墙不是那个水泥墙啊，就是空墙啊。”
And she would say sometimes if no one's around, she would go throw herself against the wall.
敲墙。
And she would beat the wall.
那个是假墙，就是了。
But that wasn't a cement wall. It was just
向神哭啊。
A fake wall, and she would just cry to the Lord.
经过几年之后。
So after a few years,
她回头一看。
When she looked back.
啊，神都替他预备啊。
She realized that God had prepared everything.、
那些眼泪，主耶稣说去了，但是他也得到安慰。
And God had collected all her tears, and she received comfort.
但是这当中最难。
But to go through this period was the most difficult.、
就是两个小时之后要变好，你这个时候也是苦得要死啊。
It was that after 2 hours you have to change and.During that time, you would keep crying.
神都有他的好的旨意对我们啊。
But God has His good will towards us.
但你要保持在神的里面哦。
But you have to remain within the Lord.
主耶稣用比喻啊，他是母鸡啊。
Lord Jesus gave a parable that Lord Jesus is like the hen.
母鸡一定可以保护住你。
The hen will protect.The baby chicks.
我们阿爸一定行。
Our Abba Father is able.
你要在主里。
You have to be in the Lord.
你跑出去了。
If you run out,、
被恶者抓到了。
And you're captured by the evil one.
不容易啊。
Then it will be very hard.
有一个见证啊。
There's a testimony.
不晓得该不该讲那个我听的了，听那个录音带的。
I heard this from a recording. I don't know if I should share it, but I heard it many times.
有一个弟兄啊。
There's a brother.
他说他看异象。
And he said he saw a vision.
那他在一个山区啊，他看到山区啊，有一个人呢，远远的有一个人哈，一边唱就是吹口哨啊，就从山区那边走来了。
And he was in the mountain range, and there was another person who was whistling and also walking in the mountains, walking towards him.
那走到一座桥。
And they came to a bridge.
那桥呢，那个很不好走啊。
And walking on the bridge was not easy.
一不小心咚掉下去了。
And if you're not careful, you would fall down.
一掉下去呢，有两个鬼啊，一个大鬼，一个小鬼就来了。
If you fall down from the bridge, there are two demons, a big one and a small one, who would come.
大鬼说，这个不可以吃啊。
And then the big demon would say, oh, you can't eat him.
他信耶稣。
He believes in Jesus.
那个小鬼就来了，没有经验嘛。
The small demon doesn't have any experience, so the small demon comes.
我才不信呢。
The small demon says, "I don't believe it."
你看他满身酒味。
Look, he smells of alcohol.
所以才会掉下去嘛。
And that's why he falls off the bridge because he was drunk.
他掉下来，他没有说哈利路亚，他说阿尼阿伟。
And then the small demon says, the second way I know that he's not, he doesn't believe in Jesus, because when he fell, he didn't say hallelujah, but he just cried out an obscenity, or just said something else.
这怎么像一个真耶稣教会基督徒呢?
So how is he like a Christian from True Jesus Church?
吃了再说。
So let's eat him and then see what happens.
那个大鬼想说小鬼吃了嘛，就分一份啊，就把它吃，全部把它吃光了。
So the big demon saw that the small demon was eating him already, so he just figured he'll also eat.
好了，那个他就看到天使在数人在数羊。
And then in the vision, then he saw an angel was counting sheep.
怎么老是少一个?
And no matter how he counted, one was missing.
他想说是不是那个魔鬼国给抓了?
And he was thinking maybe the dog from the devil came and captured someone.
他就跑去魔鬼国。
So he went to the kingdom of the demons.
那个魔鬼王吓得要死啊。
And the king of demons was so afraid.
天使说你们吗?欺负我们一个人或抓我们的人啊。
And the angel said to the king of demons, did you pick on anyone from our camp? Did you take anyone from us?
大鬼小鬼说没有啊不敢啊。
And the big and small demon says, no, like, we don't dare to take anyone from you.
就在这个时候那个天使说你们还有人吗他说还有两个还没回来啊还没归营嘛。
During that time, the angel says, well, are all the demons here? And the demon says, no, there's still two demons that haven't returned to camp.
就讲这个时候哎两个鬼这样醉醉的就进来了。
And as they were speaking, the other two big and small demons walked in drunkenly.
他们吃了那个酒醉的自己也醉了。
Because they ate the man that was drunk and they got drunk themselves.
哦他们一边走一边说哇今天真舒服啊。
And as they were walking back, they says, it was such a good day.
那个鬼王就说你们有没有抓到他们人啊
And the king of demons
或是欺负吃掉他们人
asked both of the,
人家找到门来了
these two demons and says the angels at our camp did you pick on anyone from their camp or eat anyone from there
他说吃是吃的绝对不是他们的人
but the demons responded
他们还醉醉的嘛
we did eat someone but it definitely wasn't from their camp and they were still drunk
那个天使说长得怎么样
And the angel says, what did the man look like?
他们就说长得怎么样?
And then they describe what the man looked like.
天使一想,就是我们的人啊。
And the angel thought about it, says, that person is from our camp.
大鬼跟小鬼说,绝对不是第一个喝得那么醉,并且他一边走一边唱流行歌,还哼着,再来掉下去讲安尼阿伟,所以就吃了。
And then the big demon says, no, definitely cannot be from your camp because this man fell off the bridge while he was drunk and he was also singing pop songs. And then when he fell, he just cried out something else that was unchristian-like.
天使只好逼着摸了回家了。
So the angel just rubbed his nose and had to go home.
你有信徒的名分。
So even though you are a saint in name,
你没有圣徒的身份。
But you don't have the status of a saint.
你没有那个身份，你只有一个名字啊，没有真正的。
You are only a saint in name only.
那个身。
You don't actually live the life of the saint.
会被吃掉。
Then you will be eaten.
就是天使也找不回来。
And the angel can't get him back either.
所以这个以弗所书是告诉我们这是一体的。
So the book of Ephesians is telling us that this is all together.
来。继续把它念完哈。
So let us finish reading this passage.
好，所以我们是一定，哈，照章十二说，一定的得基业的。
It says that we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined.
好，十二节。
Verse 12.
叫他的荣耀从我们这所现在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory.
神预定我们得儿子名分。
God predestined us to receive this sonship.
用宝血把我们洗净。
He washed us and cleansed us with the precious blood.
我们在他里面，我们是他的产业。
And in him we are his inheritance.
好，那这是都预定的。
And these are all predestined.
目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
要荣耀神啊。
The purpose is to give praise to God.
第十二节嘛，叫他的荣耀可以得着称赞。
Says verse 12, should to the praise of His glory.
我们有没有让神的得到称名得到称赞
？Do we cause the name of the Lord to be praised and glorified?
你会想很多，对不对
？You'll think of many things.
你想一样就好。
But just think of one thing.
你一生有没有什么事情来让神来得荣耀
？Have you done one thing in your life that causes the name of God to be glorified?
我讲一个很简单的哈。
I'll just share a very simple one.
如果你是乞丐
If you are a beggar,
应该没有了哈。
And probably there are no beggars here.
你就好好当乞丐。
Then you must be a beggar well.
这就荣耀神了。
If you do your job as a beggar well, then you are glorifying to God.
圣经有没有这个例子？
Is there an example like this in the Bible?
有拉撒路。
There is the example of Lazarus.
拉撒路他生来可能不会走啊。
Lazarus was probably born lame and not able to walk.
留下来的他是拉撒路，但是他是乞丐。
And he was Lazarus, but he was also a beggar.
这两个名字放在一起是人家听了刺耳的。
And when you combine these two together, it pricks our ears.
对，他自己也难过的。
And even he is sorrowful because of this.
一般我们不会这样想的。
Typically, we won't think like this.
什么是拉撒路？
What is Lazarus?
拉撒路他的意义哈，就是神所帮助的。
The meaning of Lazarus is one who God helps.
对，比如说中文名字叫做神助。
And it means the Chinese name would be God helps.
科神助，如果有一个人是这样。
If someone,
我本来要想讲正啊，但不好意思。
So if someone has a Chinese name and they want to name it with the same meaning of Lazarus, they would just call it God helps.
好，但是你是做什么的？
But what are you doing?
神帮助你，然后你的一生是一生都是当乞丐。哇，这个。
God helps you, but your entire life you are a beggar.
如果你想，啊，主帮助我，我是乞丐。
If you are thinking, God help me, I am a beggar.
十年，主帮助我，我还是乞丐。
10 years pass, and God, please still help me. I am still a beggar.
圣经说，乞丐死了，还是乞丐，神所帮助的。
The Bible says, then the beggar died, and the beggar is still one who God helps.
神帮助他一生，因为他一生的名字叫做拉撒路。
God helped him throughout his entire life because his name was still Lazarus throughout his entire life.
我们想一定说，神帮助我，哇，买了个房子，神帮助我找到个。好妻子，盖了五栋好房子，对不对？
When we think about it,
一般是这样子嘛。
We typically would think of God helps us so that we can buy a house, we can marry someone, and then we can buy maybe 5 houses.
生了10个男女孩子
，and have
每个都是有的当总统，有的当部长，有的拿诺贝尔奖。
5 sons and 5 daughters, and some become the president, some become Nobel Prize winners.
我不说这样不好，以他的名字叫神所帮助的嘛，也可以啊。
And I'm not saying this is bad because his name is God, one who God helps.
对，神也是用这样帮助你。
Because God can also help you in this way.
另外一方面呢
？But from another perspective.
你可能没想到，拉撒路是神帮助的，帮到这个样子，世上说。帮你帮到这个样子啊。
Maybe you haven't thought of it, but God helped Lazarus, and he helped him in this way that he was always like this.
他都没有讲话。
And Lazarus never said anything.
接受。
But he accepted it.
继续神所帮助。
And he continued his life that God helped.
最后他在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
And in the end, he was in Abraham's bosom.
应该神的名得到称赞。
So the name of the Lord was praised and glorified.
有一个妈妈,
There is a mother.
我们在谈小孩了。
When we were talking about our children,
最后她是很感谢神的。
And in the end, she was very thankful to the Lord.
她后来，她最难的时候，她打电话，她一直哭啊。
But in her most difficult time, she was calling and she was crying.
我说怎么了？
And I asked her, what's wrong?
半个小时不讲话。
For 30 minutes, she did not say a word.
她儿子出去撞球了，什么到晚上一两点回来，她等她睡觉，她睡不着啊，替她开门啊。有一天，她跟儿子说：“儿子啊，你这样子会把妈妈气死。”她儿子说：“妈妈，你不能死哎，如果你死了，我还有谁可以气啊？”
And the mother eventually said that the son would go out and play billiards and to.
我只讲都是事实啊，这个不能。
Would go play billiards until the middle of the night, and the mother would wait for her to come home to open the door, and she couldn't sleep at all. And one day, the mother told the son, "You can't keep doing this. You are making me so mad to a point of death." And then the son responded, saying, "Mom, you can't die because if you die, then who can I make angry?"
我说怎么办？他说怎么办？我说没办法。
She asked me, "What can I do?" And say, "There's not much you can do."
好了，把他就是有灵恩会嘛，哈，他们就是这个事情就一直让他这样带来。但是感谢神了，后来在那次他这个小孩得圣灵了，哈，那回去可以跟他倒垃圾，哇，他高兴了，又报告，哇，他替我倒垃圾。我说这个妈妈也实在是。
And,
你替他做了多少？替他做楼上把那个垃圾拿下去倒，他就高兴了，来跟传道报告。
So later on, there was a spiritual convocation, and we used this opportunity, and the son also came to a spiritual convocation, and thank God, the son received the Holy Spirit. So later on, when the son returned home, he even took out the garbage for the mom. And then the mom was so happy, and the mom called me and says, "Preacher, my son took out the trash." And I was thinking, all he did was take out the trash from upstairs to downstairs, and you're already so happy. But this is what a parent is like.
And
thank God, up till now, he is still doing well, and he even got married.
And
when this child was in elementary school, And the parent would need to bring the child to the school.
啊，到那个学校的门口，有时候家长会碰面嘛，哈。
And when the parents bring the children to school, a lot of times the parents will meet each other at the gate of the school.
这个妈妈不绝对不敢，她说我不敢带我小孩到门口。
And this mother would always say, "I'm afraid to bring my child to the gate of the school."
我们看一节那个希伯来书。
Let's turn to a verse in Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第十六节。
Verse 16. Hebrews 11 verse 16. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
这个妈妈跟神相反。
We'll see that mother was opposite from God.
他不敢遇到其他的家长。
The mother didn't want to meet any other parent.
因为一些家长都来找说这个小孩的爸爸妈妈到底是谁。
Because there's a lot of other parents at the school who kept asking, "Who is the mother of this child?"
甚至老师有时候，如果老师跑到家来找这个妈妈很难过，因为这个小孩在学校总是打人，人家都没有什么啊，踢人一下啊，在后面拉人家耳朵，就是这样子了。
And this mother would always worry, and sometimes the teachers in the school would even make home visits because this child would cause so much trouble at school. He would hit people for no reason, pull their hair and kick them.
有时候冬天啊，他拿那个冷水啊，从后面咕给人家灌下去。
And sometimes during winter, he would take a bucket of cold water and pour it on other people.
你想人家怎么想？
So what would other people be thinking?
这个妈妈说，哦，这个小孩。以小孩为耻啊，不敢遇到，但是还是爱自己的小孩了。
This mother, even though she loved her own child, but she said she felt ashamed of her own child.
你再看希伯来书。
But when we look at Hebrews,
亚伯兰、以撒、雅各
，Abraham, Isaac, Jacob,
其实他们都是世上的过客。
They were all passengers or strangers that were passing through the world.
亚伯兰，我们有时候把他讲得好像。哇，很有成，对他也不错了，也曾经打过仗，但是在地上没有一块地方是他的。
A lot of times we think of Abraham as a great person with accomplishments in the world because he even fought wars before. But if you think about it, he didn't have any place that was his in the world.
最后，他地上属于他的就一块地。
In the end, the only thing, only land that belonged to him was one piece of land.
太太死了。
His wife had passed away.
用钱买一块地，买坟地一块，埋太太。
So he bought a plot of land to bury his wife there.
有什么成就啊？
So what accomplishments did he have?
没有什么成就。
He didn't have much accomplishments.
神不以他们为耻啊。
But God was not ashamed of them.
世上有很多有成就的人，大王一堆啊。
There are so many people with great accomplishments in the world, so many kings.
神不让他们成为他们的产业。
But God doesn't allow them to be His inheritance.
这些人被他们称为神，神不会羞耻。
But these people, who call God their God, God is not ashamed.
因为这个姐妹她很怕，当我到门口，她的儿子说：“妈妈再见！”哇。
And this sister was always really afraid that if she ever brings her child to the gate of the school, the child will say, "Bye, mom."
以孩子为耻。
So she was ashamed of her child.
我们神不会以我们为耻。
But our God is not ashamed of us.
你就是拉撒路。
Because you are Lazarus.
就拉撒路。
You are Lazarus.
你不要看人家财主。
Don't look at other people if they're rich men.
拉撒路跟财主是不能比啊。
We see that the Lazarus and the rich men cannot be compared.
这个拉撒路只有狗来舔他的伤口，只有狗朋友啊。
This Lazarus only has dogs as his friends. The dogs would come and lick his wounds.
他是被人放在有钱人的门口。
And he was carried by other people.
他一点主动权都没有。
To he was carried and placed in before the house of the rich man. He had no ability on his own.
世上人越有成就，拥有越多了，拥有越多。是越成就。
The people of this world, the more they are accomplished, the more accomplishments they achieve.
人到，你要说光屁股来嘛，对不对？
We say we come into this world naked.
那在世上就，你拥有越多，越有成就。
And the more you have, the more you can accomplish.
无论是做学问的，你的title越高越多。你的做生意的权越多，那个工厂或是那个越多，对不对？
Whether academically you'll have a higher and higher title, or maybe if you do business, you'll own more and more factories and you'll have more accomplishments.
以前看谁是排行第一名嘛。
And then you would just compare with other people and see who have the most money.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
但是呢，这个拉撒路什么都没有。
But Lazarus had nothing.
他连维生的都要有钱人的那个丢出来的剩东西充饥啊！一生其实是，如果用说成就，他是一塌糊涂啊，根本就没有。
Even the food that he needs to sustain himself is something that other people thrown out. We can say that in terms of accomplishments, he is a complete mess.
有钱人呢
？And what about the rich men?
身体健康。
They are very healthy.
胃肠一定很好
，and their digestive system must be really good.
天天奢华宴来，我还记得小时候那个是很少肉，给人那个如果中午吃宴会，就是人家嫁娶，晚上常常拉肚子，因为受不了。
And we know that they're healthy.
现在比较不会啊，因为吃多。
Enjoy themselves every day. I remember when I was younger, because we didn't get much meat. Whenever there is some banquet and they give us meat, then we would have indigestion because we're not used to eating it.
有的小孩吃到吐啊。
And some children, if they eat it,
很少吃那么好。
They'll vomit because they don't eat such refined food that often.
这个财主是天天奢华宴乐，不会拉肚子，也不会。
But this rich man
也不会三高，因为这样应该是不然。
Enjoyed himself with delicacies every day, and he had no indigestion or any health issues.
他又很会穿着。
And he knew how to clothe himself.
他穿细麻衣，凉的，进口的。
And he clothed himself with fine linen. This was imported.
外面穿紫色袍。
And he
尊严的王的。
Wore a purple robe. This showed that he had dignity and authority.
他不会倒着穿哈。
He doesn't. He wouldn't reverse it.
一身啊。风风光光、
and we see that he,
有钱有势
he just looked so glamorous and he had fame and he had riches
所以有人、比较聪明的信徒他开玩笑他说、啊、求主耶稣让我生前是财主死后拉撒路
so some believers are more clever so they would pray to the Lord saying Lord please let me be the rich man in my life and in the life to come be like Lazarus
来，我们继续再来看以弗所书。
So let's continue reading the book of Ephesians.、
我们是神的产业。
We are God's inheritance.
好，我们也让神得荣耀。
And we cause God to be glorified.、
让神得荣，你就唱个赞美诗就可以了。
To let God be glorified, we just need to sing hymns of praise.
我们常常去，你有没有结什么果子啊？有没有结果子
？Have we bear any fruit?
有没有？
哪一种果子？
对呀、啊，这些，你一想果子就要想好伟大什么的。
So when we think of fruit, bearing fruit, usually we think bearing fruit is so great.
你刚刚唱诗有没有口从内心唱有吗？
有，
这就是赞美的果子啊。
So if we sang hymns just now,
你有没有看到一个果子在这里？
And we sang the hymns of praise from our hearts. Then we bore the fruit of praise.
赞美的果子。
These are fruits of praise.
对不对？如果你唱诗唱得很傲嘟嘟的。
If you're singing hymns and the more you sing, the more grumpy you become and disgruntled, and you're thinking, why is the piano playing wrong, or the person singing by me is singing the wrong notes?
对不对？越唱越气。
And the more you sing, the more angry you get.
虽然口在说 Hallelujah, 但是是什么样？你害到别人了。
Even though you're saying Hallelujah, you're harming other people.
你从内心唱，这叫果子。
But if you sing the praise from your bottom of your heart, then you bear the fruit of praise.
是不是？你还有什么果子？
So what other fruit can you
bear? 你唱诗都不好好唱的，你还有什么果子？
If you don't even sing hymns properly, then how can you bear other fruit?
你到教会来，笑一下。
When you come to church, you should smile.
从内心，
smile from your heart.
温柔，这个错的要人家没欠你钱。
要 love and
隔壁欠你钱，你错到教会来。
Don't treat people like people owe you money, or if someone owes you money, don't bring your disgruntled face to church.
这就是你温柔的果子了。
And this is the fruit of gentleness.
不要想太多。
So don't have to think too much.
其实我们每天都在结果子。
In fact, we are bearing fruit every day.
不是，只要在基督里不会那么难的，也不会那么挑剔的。
In Christ, it is not so hard, and it won't be so nitpicky.
你跟妈妈道个乐圣，妈妈就高兴了，报告到传到那里去了。何况你在教会里面怎么样拿个乐圣，天父不叫那个天使拍拍手。
If you simply take out the trash at home and your mother becomes so happy that she would call the preacher to report this, if you take out the trash at church, wouldn't your heavenly father just be as happy likewise?
好，我们继续再看十三节。
So let's continue reading verse 13.
这是整个得救的一个总结性的一个过程。
And this is the conclusion of this process of salvation.
这是理道理的
，and
真理性的。
This is a conclusion of this teaching of truth.
第一个，听见真理的道。
First, after you heard the word of truth.
这一定要是真理的道。
This has to be the word of truth.
没有真理，有热心，有时候是不好的。
If you have truth, if you have zeal without truth, this sometimes is not good.
保罗讲了，犹太人热心呐、啊，但是可以牺牲，可以怎么样？没有真理，跟得救错开了。
And Paul says the Jews are very zealous, but they have no truth. So even though they're so zealous and willing to sacrifice, they are apart from salvation.
好，但是也不要怎么好，这样就 OK。那这个真理倒是叫你们得救的福音哦。
And this truth is the gospel of your salvation.
有些虽然嘴巴说福音，但是不会让你得救。
Some are the gospel in name, but they don't actually save you.
保罗所讲的传另一个福音。
So the gospel that Paul preaches is another gospel.
如果你说我这个是启示来的，天使来的，保罗说也是要做主的。
Paul says, if you say that I received this gospel from angels or from visions, if it's different from the gospel he preaches, then you should be accursed.
它有一个基础的。
This has a basis.
这是真理的道。
This is the word of truth.
得救的福音。
This is the gospel of salvation.
信了基督。
In whom also having believed,
记得信他就受了什么应许的圣灵为印记。
And having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这个是很重要的。
And this is very important.
好，那第十四节。
And then verse 14.
这圣灵是得基业的凭据啊。
Who is the guarantee of our inheritance?
这是一个讲救赎在道理上神给我们的一个过程。
This is the process that God gives us when we talk about salvation.
你得到了这个凭据之后还要等哦。
After you receive this guarantee, you still need to wait.
等的时候是等到神之名被赎，使他荣耀得到称赞。
You need to wait until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory.
被赎，昨天我们讲过是两个 层次、哦。
Yesterday we talked about redemption is on two different levels.
但是是合一的。
But these are one as well.
我们先那个灵魂得赎。
Our souls are redeemed first.
受洗。
During baptism.
以后身体得赎。
And afterwards, our bodies are redeemed.
我们会那个改变成为灵体啊。
Our bodies
有属灵的身体。
Are transformed into a spiritual body.
啊，这个应许的圣灵就是很重要。
So this Holy Spirit of promise is very important.
这个应许的圣灵在整个救赎里面是扮演着很重要的角色。
In the entire plan of salvation, the Holy Spirit of promise plays a very important role.
他我们得能力。
It gives us power.
如果你说啊，这个人得了应许的圣灵也没能力啊，不是圣灵没能力，是这个人不祷告或是不行道。你不可以怪应许的圣灵哦。
If a person received the Holy Spirit promise and you say he received the Holy Spirit promise but he doesn't change or do anything, it is not the Holy Spirit promise that does not have power. It's this person that didn't pray and rely on the Holy Spirit.
如果你自己得到应许圣灵了
，If you receive the Holy Spirit of promise，
你一天在早晚一天到晚在讲说。他得到应许圣灵都没有行出好事，都没有结出好果子。哎呀，真的，其实你本身已经错了。你得到了应许圣灵，没有让你改变，让你有更大的爱心，更那个属神来帮助人，而只是一直在批评，骂到他怎么样，不敢来教会。
If you receive the Holy
Spirit， 你的应许圣灵要自己要你身上应许圣灵是有能力的，但是在你身上，你以为说应该要有能力，但是在你身上根本一点能力都没有啊！因为你是骂人嘛，哪里有什么能力啊
？So if you receive the Holy Spirit promise, but all you do all day is criticize and insult other people and say, why does other people never be transformed by the Holy Spirit? Why don't they show anything in their lives? Why don't they change their lives?Then maybe you need to examine yourself because that means the Holy Spirit promise is not working in you and the power is not changing you.
应许圣灵到最后。
And in the end, the Holy Spirit of promise.
从个人，我们看第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
要全体都要靠他联络的合适哦。
That,
第四章十六节。
In chapter 4, verse 16, from whom the whole body joined and knit together.
百节各按各职，照着个体的功用，彼此相助，彼此的。
By what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share.
叫身体渐渐增长。
Cause growth of the body for edifying of itself in love.
正常的，有爱心的，有得到应许圣灵，并且在你身上有工作的，你会照顾人。
Normally,
让别人也跟你一样，不是你一直看他说你怎么这有两个痘痘。
Normally, if you receive the Holy Spirit promise and you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and fill you with love, then what you should be doing is working together with other people instead of noticing maybe this person have pimples and looking at the details.
有两个痘痘不是你来讲的，他的主人来讲的。保罗说，他有他的主人，他才是他的神。
Because、
你不要一直讲，那你这里两个痘痘不可以、
Whether this person has two pimples here or not is not for you to say. It is for his master to say.
其实你没有照镜子，你一照，其实你是整片的。
And you didn't really look in the mirror because maybe if you look in the mirror, your face is full of pimples.
啊，接下来呢？
And then what happens?
整体你帮助别人，互相帮助在成长。最后你要知道，你要在爱中建立自己。
When you help other people and you help build up one another, in the end you want to know that you need to cause growth of the body for the edifying of yourself in love.
你自己要成长哦。
That means you have to grow yourself.
你怎么成长?
How do you grow?
在爱里啊。
You grow in love.
如果你在批评来一直用批评的用、用看对方的，你不会成长的，不会。你以为你长得很高，其实你是越来越矮。
If you are only looking at other people and criticizing them, and you think you are growing, but in fact you are not, you will be the shortest.
那也可能你在批评，只是整个教会就怎么样，真的是萎缩，至少你萎缩了。
And in the midst of your criticism, you might discover that the church is not growing, but actually shrinking, because at the very least, you will be shrinking.
所以以弗所书是从创立世界以前开始。
So the book of Ephesus begin from before the foundation of the world,
一直到世界末了,
all the way until the end of the world.
我们身体得赎, 末日。
Our bodies are redeemed, and it is the end day.
这整个的过程,
this entire process.
我们是多荣耀啊,
how glorious are we?
神赐给我们多么大的恩典, 荣耀的恩典, 最后他还是要让我们得荣耀。
How great a grace that God has given us so that in the end we are also receiving glory.
Glorified, 就是这个我讲那个。
So this is what it means when the Bible says glorified.
但是我们现在还活在这里。
But right now we still live here.
那就开始灵修自己。
So we should cultivate ourselves spiritually.
先对太太好。
So treat our wives well first.
如果你在教会服侍得很好，对太太恶声恶气。
If you serve the,
人家说你有圣灵的果子，那我打一个问号。
If you serve the church very well, but you don't treat your,
对，if you
serve in the church, but you mistreat your own wife at home, and someone says you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then I will put a big question mark next to that.
生儿养女，生出敬虔后代。
And when you have children and raise your children, you want to have godly children.
在主里做你该做的。职业、事业、读书都一样。
And in the Lord, do what you ought to do, whether in your career or in your workplace or in school.
那再就是要带全副军装啊，因为魔鬼很厉害。
And then the next thing you need to do is put on the whole armor of God because the devil is very powerful.
到最后，天国见。
And then in the end, we shall meet each other in heaven.
再见了，平安。
So peace be with you. Let us pray in silence.
Amen.